So I'm glad we had a chance to get our feet wet in the sugya of Melicha. Get our feet wet in the sugya of the in general transfer of flavors without heat. Nesinas tam betzonein. And specifically here, the question of transferring flavor through Melicha. So let's just, we have just a couple minutes now just to orient ourselves in terms of the background. So those two Mishnayos are critical Mishnayos. Mishnah on Tzadivav, the Mishnah on Kuvches. You saw that Mishnah on Tzadivav gave us three major issues. That's important. That Mishnah on Tzadivav begins the Ta'arovis and Nisinas Tam Sugya in the previous parak, in parak Gid Anasha, and Tzadivav Tzadav Kuf is very central Gemara, centering around that Mishnah. And that Mishnah, again, parak Gid Anasha, it's talking about our parak is focused on the Yisur of Bas B'chal, that parak is focused on the Yisur of Gid Anasha, that Mishnah gets into the question of Tam transfer, because again, Anasha again is a nerve or perhaps a set of nerves in the hind quarters of the animal. In the back of the animal at the hip. And you're supposed to remove it before the Ginosh is treif. There's some surrounding parts, a treif from Jabban, some fats, a treif from Jabban. Has to be removed before you eat that meat. In fact, many communities, they just cut off the back half of the animal and sell it to the non-kosher market because there's so much that has to be removed. You have to remove the Gid Anasha, you have to remove the chalev. And that process in Hebrew is called nikur, the scraping out of all the trefa parts of the animal. In Yiddish, it's called trebering. I think we made reference to this earlier in the year. So if you're not going to treber, you just cut off the back half of the animal, sell it to the non-kosher market, and just use the front half, the headquarters of the animal, for kosher. Let's say you had the back of the animal, you didn't treber, and you cooked it. Without, you maybe removed the chalav, you removed the gid anasha. So as the Mishnah says, yerach shenizbashu al gid anasha, you have the hip of the animal, and you cooked it with the gid anasha still inside. So that means I cooked kosher meat together with the trefa gid anasha. So the Mishnah says, m'yeshma b'no sein tam, harezu asura. If there's there's enough gid anasha there to be no saint tam to give flavor into the surrounding meat, then that's asur. So that's asur. So again, this is Mishnah on Tzadivav is one of the sources for the concept of tam ke'ikr, that we're worried about the flavor. And we eat that piece of meat, we eat that steak. It's not a gid anasha, but it may be absorbed flavor from a gid anasha. So that's already a problem. Number two, the Mishnah is telling me specifically that flavor can be transferred, that can be nesinas tam, through heat. Number three, the Mishnah tells me that when I deal with nesinas tam, well, one question is the method of tam transfer. In this case, the method is heat. But I also have to think about quantity. And here the Mishnah actually tells me is you need to measure, you have to figure out, was there enough iser, enough quantity of the gid anasha in this case, that it could actually give flavor to the meat, or the gid anasha is so small, the meat's so big, that the flavor of the gid anasha is totally diluted. So here the Mishnah says, how do I figure that out? That's point number three, figuring out the quantity to be considered its benos in tam. So the Mishnah there says, ketzed misharinosa, how do you calculate that? L'sha'er is the verb for shiur, shiurim. How do you mishayer that? How do you calculate that? How do you estimate that? Kibasar belefes. As though it's a piece of meat in vegetables. So you imagine Rashi says that the amount of the volume of the ganash, imagine that as a piece of meat. The volume of the surrounding meat, imagine that as vegetables. Right? One piece of meat in a big squash ratatouille, right? a little bit of meat, or one piece of meat in a big chalent. Right? Is this meat? Is that this piece of meat the size of the gid anasha? Is that enough to give flavor or not? Okay. The Gemara, by the way, we'll be coming back to the upcoming blot, Tzadi Zayin Amud Alf, Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara here says sometimes you cannot directly assess is there flavor or not. So then you're just going to use the rule of shishim. So the Gemara says, sometimes you say taima, and sometimes you say shishim. If you cannot, often you cannot directly assess is there flavor, especially dealing with treif food. So you say, if there's 60 times as much meat as ge'anasha, kosher. But if there's less than 60 times as much meat as ge'anasha, you have to be worried that the ge'anasha gave some of its flavor into the surrounding meat. You got to throw out the whole steak. Okay. So we read this mission, Sarivav, three concepts. Number one, tam ke'ikar, something we've already come across in the past. Number two, one of the methods of tam transfer is heat. And we're going to see in our sugya a different method of tam transfer. Number three, that whenever you deal with tam transfer, you also have to look at quantity. Is there enough of the Isur that it could actually give some appreciable, significant flavor to the heter? Then it's a problem. But if the Isur is so small, the heter is so large, it's batel. The second half of the Mishnah takes up another interesting question, which we're not going to focus on right now. Let's turn our attention to Mishnah Kuvches. Mishnah Kuvches, this is a Mishnah we had seen previously. This is the Mishnah of Tipas Chalav. When the central Mishnah is in our parak, Kuvches Amnalv, the Tipas Chalav, Shenafal Achaticha, a drop of milk falls on a chaticha, a piece, meaning a piece of meat. And it becomes clear over the course of the Mishnah, we're talking about, I have a pot of pieces of meat, a pot of meatballs. The milk fell on one particular meatball, one particular piece of meat. If there's enough milk, the drop of milk was big enough, and the meatball that it fell on was small enough, that the milk could actually give some flavor to the meat, it's not batel b'shishim, so then the whole meatball becomes treif. Then the Mishnah says, nearest hakedera, if you immediately stir the pot, right? The milk falls on the meatball, and then right away you stir everything up. So then, imyeshba benosan tamba osa kedera. So, simple reading of the Mishnah, and for now let's stick with the simple reading of the Mishnah. If I stir it right away, so the milk doesn't just spread throughout the meatball, it's going to spread throughout everything, all the meatballs and all the juice, all the gravy in the pot. So then it's more likely to be batel. Simple reading the Mishnah, because it's being diluted not just in the one meatball, being diluted in the whole, all the contents of the pot, all the 45 meatballs and all the gravy. As what the Mishnah Kuvches is adding, not only is it bringing the topic of Tam Keiker into the context of Basar B'Chalav, but it's adding, and obviously reviewing the idea of Tam Keiker, reviewing the idea of transfer of flavor specifically through heat, and quite thinking about how you measure it, it's adding a dimension. You have to think about how far does the Tam spread? It's an interesting question. A drop of milk falls a piece of meat. I could have imagined it just spreads in the first inch, or it spreads throughout the whole piece. A piece of meatball sitting on top of other meatballs. So I could have imagined right away it spreads through the whole pot, or maybe just spreads into the first quarter inch of that meatball. And so that's already a question we're going to be thinking about in different contexts. So the Mishnah says, if you have a hot piece of meat, milk falls on it, you assume it spreads throughout the whole piece. Okay, there are many more details, but those concepts are already there. Mishnah, next time we're going to pick up transferring these fundamental ideas into the world, but changing one variable. Up until now, these Mishnayos were both talking about the method of Tam transfer is heat. The Tosefta and Trumos is really going to begin, the Tanam there will begin to talk about the Tam being transferred through saltiness, and Shmuel is going to pick up that thread in our Gemara Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. And we're going to see that these concepts that we see in the Mishnayos, we have to figure out how to translate them in terms of Melicha. And the basic idea of Tam Keker, but here we're dealing with a new method of Tam transfer, Melicha rather than Chom. And we may come back later to even ask ourselves, how far does flavor transfer? Let's say the milk didn't fall onto a hot piece of meat, it fell into a cold, salty piece of meat. The milk fell onto a salami, corned beef. So how does that work? It's cold corned beef, but it's salty corned beef. How does that work? So we'll dive into this. This was introductory. Our chance is to appreciate some of the concepts that emerged from those two Mishnayos, Tzadivav and Kuvches. We're going to dive into the sugya itself in Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow.